Namaste, dear listener. And how are you today? I ask because I care. And life is better when you know somebody cares about you. And as a fully unlicensed life coach, I'm here to guide you on that path we call life. So take my hand and let's take that little journey together. It's going to be a short one today. I just want to reach out and let you know that I'm here and I'm still thinking about you. I know it's been a rough couple of weeks with this impeachment hearing. Oh, did your brain just feel like it was being fried with information? Just every time you turned on, we were just told over and over again what a liar and a cheat and a crook that Donald Trump is? Oh, I don't know how we're going to live through this. This might be the worst president America has ever had. I mean, besides like Reagan. Reagan was probably the worst president ever. There's a lot of the conservatives like him. They always go, oh, Ronald Reagan was the best ever. The best what? He came up with that trickle-down theory, trickle-down economy. You know what? That always just reminded me of somebody peeing on you. Every time I heard the trickle-down, I'm like, I don't want to be trickled on. Ugh. But, you know, I hope your life has gotten better. I know for the last time I was here, we talked about what you could do and how to make your life better. One thing you can do to make yourself feel better is to just put positive thoughts in your head. Just wake up and say to yourself, today's going to be a great day. You know what? I used to make fun of those people. I did. I'd see them on Facebook and they would post all this, you know, you were super, you were fine, you were the best thing that ever happened. And I thought, oh, these positive poly people are so annoying. And then one day I realized they're right. Being positive is what makes your life positive. We need to get rid of the negative. Get rid of the negative. Start deleting the friends that post things you don't want to see. You don't have to unfriend them, just unfollow them. Or I think Facebook has a thing now where you can just put silence them for like 30 days. Wouldn't that be great if you could do that to people in real life? Somebody you worked with, you could just look at them and tap the side of your head with that little inner button and beep, you are silenced for 30 days. Oh, that just sounds so wonderful. I would do that to so many people. Oh, who do you work with that just annoys you so much? Who is it? Is it a boss? Is it a coworker? Comment down below. Let me know who you find to be the most annoying person in your life. Well, I don't want to take away too much of your time. I just wanted to step in here and let you know I was thinking about you and that, you know, life isn't as bad as Fox News tells you it is. You know? So, just watch a Hallmark movie. Watch a Hallmark movie marathon. Oh my God, just Christmas with Hallmark is so exciting. You know, every movie's different. People make fun of Hallmark movies and they go, well, what happened? It snows, somebody breaks up, they think they're never going to find love again, and then Santa shows up and gives them the gift of love. Well, so what? If it makes you feel good, watch 5 or 6 of those movies. That's what I say. Okay, so until next time, I love you guys. Namaste.